A Capital Call program, and I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time this morning with our legislative team. Senator Ford is on grandpa duty, I think, in Arkansas, but I do get to talk with Travis Dunlap and Earl Sears. Mr. Chairman, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie, and yes, Senator Ford sends his greetings. He is with his family. Session is over, and they've planned this trip, so he wanted me to make sure that I told everybody hello and wish he let you all know that he's with his grandkids and his family. Charlie, this is what we call our wrap-up show. A week ago today, at literally about 4:35, session ended. I've been all over the community. I've put it in print.
We had a wonderful chamber forum earlier this week.
It was a very good chamber forum, and we've made it perfectly clear. I've now served 10 years, and I don't know if I've ever served a more challenging year. Just recap very quickly. We had two huge issues. We had a revenue failure due to the drop in oil that hurt the 16 budget. We took a 3% cut in December that hurt our state agencies. Mm-hmm. And then we took another one right at the end of February or middle of March. I can't remember the exact date. I think it's March 17th. But anyway, another 4%. So there was 7% in the 16 budget, which quite frankly took out about $416 million in state government. And there is no question that hurt programs, education included, and just all of them. Mm-hmm. So then we put our energies into the 17, which we were already working on the 17. But, I mean, then we did two supplements, one to education and one to corrections, and then we put our energies on the 17. And it's really interesting. I came in chuckling to the radio show about an organization that said that we didn't, no one knew anything about the budget till the last day of session. I just chuckled.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Nobody, run that by me again.
I literally just have to chuckle. No one knew anything about the budget. I understand. One thing Senator Ford and I said early on, that one thing this session probably we're going to make everybody mad at us, but I've been saying it since Friday when we adjourned. I'm very, very proud of the budget we put together, knowing full well that there are some state agencies that will continue to struggle in regards to less money than what they had last year. But I'm very proud that in 17 we made it a priority to keep core government flat, and we accomplished that. And the two number one goals we had was to keep education flat in 17, and we did that. And also get close to $100 million back to the health care authority, because that was going to hurt our senior citizens. And we drew a line in the sand and said, we're not going to let that happen. And we're going to stop the, when I say bleeding, we wanted to make sure that education didn't receive any more of the cuts. However, they're short $50-some million from the 16 budget.
I would say that there is some dollars, and I think there were some, it wasn't the direct allocation, but I heard something from somebody in education that there were still some other fund someplace that was being cut because of the formula or something. I'm not sure.
Well, there's a lot of moving parts to that. Yeah. There's no question. Yeah. You have some school districts that aren't on the formula, that if they're not on the formula and they get revenue from their area, they may not get.
It wasn't a budget related per se.
It's within their own formula that Representative Dunlap and I have no control over. But overall, I can tell you, I am delighted to be home. We'll now start preparing for next year. There's campaigns out there, and it's going to be an interesting time.
It will be. And good morning, Representative Dunlap. I got to at least say hi to you yesterday over in Elwada County.
Yes, sir. That was such a good time. Senator Langford was doing his community forums, and he stopped in Elwada County, and I was delighted to be honored to introduce him and be part of that event. It was a wonderful event. Not very well attended, but primarily because there was a prominent member of the Elwada community that passed away and had his funeral at the same time. And that's something, of course, that we can't control and the senator can't control. But Elwada was represented well to the senator's office. And, of course, his office does a great job of coordinating those events. A lot of discussion about national issues. And one of the issues that I brought up was the fact that Oklahoma taxpayers are increasingly the largest increase of expense to Oklahoma taxpayers is health care costs. And so we talked to him about the possibility of in the near future, hopefully in when the next administration at the national level comes in, there might be some reform in that area so we don't see these year by year massive increases. And really one of the biggest, even more than just the rising cost of healthcare, is the lack of competition that has resulted because of, again, national policy in the healthcare area.
And for those that are buying healthcare coverage, and I'm not trying to focus on Nevada County, but Nevada County commissioners were shopping for a new policy, and there is only one network that covers, let's say, Jane Phillips Medical Center and the majority of the physicians in Washington and Nevada counties.
That's true. There's really not the choice that we used to enjoy. That used to help control a little bit, at least, of the cost increases from year to year. So hopefully in the near future, we can start looking at that as national policy gets set and state policy can come into line. But that was a big topic of discussion in our session this year. And since this is a legislative wrap-up session, I'll get back on topic. but that was a wonderful event yesterday in Nevada County. And thank you to Senator Lankford for doing that. But one of the things that I looked forward to in this session coming into it, knowing that we were having revenue failures and it would be a tough budget year, I thought that perhaps a few people would be willing to talk about reform that weren't ready to talk about reform in previous years. And so some of the reform that we did that will help budgets and the overall business climate and tax climate in Oklahoma going forward were addressed, and that those were good things. We didn't go as far as we needed to go, but we did do some good things. So I believe that we simplified the tax code in Oklahoma. We took away some of the tax credits, and we modified some of the tax credits to make sure that they were not growing at the taxpayer's expense. So some of the things that we dealt with a program called the At-Risk Well Program, and I talked about it a couple weeks ago on this show. And we put a cap on that to make sure that it controlled the cost to the Oklahoma taxpayer. We didn't eliminate that program. Some wanted to do that, but I think that it's probably a good program to keep around because of the environmental aspects of it, and then also the fact that it's causing production. It's helping production. And I think that it probably should have stayed around, and so I'm happy with that result. We did eliminate the double deduction that many people enjoy, but I think that's an overall simplification of the tax code, and probably will allow us in the future opportunity to become even more competitive in our tax rates with neighboring states. So I hope that some of those reforms create opportunity for us in the future. We did make one particular program refundable, which was the earned income tax credit. And so that's not eliminated, it's simply refundable. And so if you're paying taxes, then you'll get refunded if you qualify for that credit. And so a lot of people, a lot of press has been given to that particular credit, and I don't think it's emphasized enough. It hasn't gone away. It's simply refundable instead of paying out to people who weren't paying taxes on those in that program. So some great things were done, and we were able to do some of the reform. We still want to go further, and there's still some policies that we can look at to make state government more efficient, make the taxpayers more, more effective in what they entrust to their state government.
Okay. Mr. Sears?
Well, I think we'll just wrap up because, like I say, this was just a wrap-up show. But right. And just let me say several thank yous. First of all, thank you to you, Charlie, for the past 4 months. You've allowed us to come in here, and always a great interview and letting us connect with our constituents, let them know what's going on. You just always do a great job. So thank you very much. Thank you to this entire radio station. Thank you to Phillips 66 that has sponsored this program now for going on probably 10 or 11 years. We may very well come to a radio show between now and next February just to support an issue or a fundraiser that's out there. But as far as Capital Call, this will be our last one. I'm confident we'll be back probably at the end of January, letting people know what we're preparing to do to go back to session. And we'll join you every Friday once again and communicate to people what's going on with their state government. Again, thank you all very, very much for your support. And I want to personally say I've had people, total strangers I've never met over these past 4 months, just walk up to me, whether it be at Walmart or downtown, and just say to me, they'd either say Earl or Mr. Sears or Representative Sears, I'm praying for you because I know it's a difficult time. And I want you to know that absolutely meant the world to me, that people back home truly understood the predicament, the depth of our problem. And there's just a lot of people that was praying for and has given their support, and I want to say thank you to all of you. Those that are still angry with us, trust me, we did do a good job. We didn't crash government, and that's what I'm very, very proud of. So, but we live to fight another day, and Charlie, we'll see you. I'll see you probably this weekend. But as far as this radio station, we'll see you in February.
You're one of the two people that are answering questions tonight, but I hope to see you both of you at the forum tonight as I get the opportunity to talk with the two candidates for the U.S. House number one seat, Mr. Bridenstine and Mr. Atkinson.
Of course. Travis, thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. And, of course, Charlie. That's Capital Call this morning, brought to you by Phillips 66.
It's 2:37 p.m. Sarah needs a bit of a break, so she stopped by her local Phillips 66 station, where she could take